We're in Simin Yud Dalet, Dine Tzitzis, She'osan, Ena Yehudi, Venoshim, Vitalis, She'ula. So today we're going to talk about tzitzis that are made by a guy, a woman, we'll soon see a katan, and tomorrow, and then whenever the next time we meet is on Shavuos, we'll discuss the Talis She'ula. That's Gimel Dalet Hey. Okay, so the Simin discusses who should be making the tzitzis. When we talk about making the tzitzis, we refer to taking the strings, putting it into the baguette, and start tying them. So the Gemara Menachos brings down a contradiction in Rav. On the one hand, it says, Minayin the tzitzis b'goy shehi psula. How do you know that a goy cannot make the tzitzis? Shenemar daber al b'nei Yisrael v'asu lahem tzitzis. B'nei Yisrael. Yasu below a goyim yasu, right? The Jew has to do the tzitzis. Now you turn the page over there, whatever. I'm a base over there. It says, Minayin the tzitzis b'goy is kosher. Vasu lahem, same pasuk tells me that a goy can't make the tzitzis. Yasu lahem acherim, others should make the tzitzis for you. So who's the others? Others is, it's not my friend, because my friend is the same chiyav and tzitzis as me. It must be a goy. So there's like a stira in Rav, two different opinions as to what Rav said. And there are some who say that a guy can make the tzitzis, but the overwhelming majority of the posts can say that a guy cannot make the tzitzis, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Sif Aleph, tzitzis, she'osan, any Yehudi, posel, dichsiv, daber, b'nei Yisrael, afuki, any Yehudi, period. A guy makes the tzitzis, it's posel, because the posik says, b'nei Yisrael, are Jews, and not goyim. Here, Mishabura Sif Katan, Aleph, clarifies, perish heitilam, b'beget. Okay, we've discussed already the making the threads and spinning the threads and twining the threads. Now we're talking about, when we Vasulam Tzitzis, we're talking about here putting it in the baguette. So it's puzzle if a guy does it. Afilu b'Yisrael omid al gaba umlamdeir lasos l'shma. So we already learned when it comes to the spinning or the twining. So a guy can't do it, a Jew has to do it. But, why? Because you need the Shema. It has to be done the Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, and the assumption is the guy is not going to do that. Anyway, the big machlokas, Rambam Rosh, what if a guy does it, but the Jew standing there tell him, do it the Shema, do it the Shema, do it the Shema. So the Rosh holds that that's okay. But over here, even the Rosh is going to agree that it's not okay. Because here it's not a din in the Shema, here it's a din in B'nai Yisrael, and the guy still not B'nai Yisrael. And then the Mishnah Berurah clarifies, "V'davka in tochvu b'knaf." That's only if you put it into the knaf, into the baguette, or as hachuya or hakesher rishon. And he starts doing, let's say, the first double knot, the wraparounds on the second double knot, which is the daraisa part of the tzitzis. Aval imachuya b'hakesher rishon also Yisrael. But if a Jew did the first part, which made a kasher min haTorah, v'ainu the gomar shara chuyos v'aksharim to interact the mitzvah ba'alma kasher. If the guy finished it off, that would be okay. But he can't put it in, and he can't start it off the Keshe Elyon, which is the Araisa. Now, when the Gemara discusses that a guy, according to the opinion, the guy can't do it, so Tosfos says right away, sounds like if a guy can't do it, sounds like a guy can't do it, but a Jewish woman would be able to do it. That's the implication. And now, we have a rule by tefillin, which is debatable. Do we apply that to other places in Torah? The Gemara says by tefillin that a guy, a woman, a katan, who writes a Sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah, is pasul. Why? Because the pasuk says, ukshartem uksavtem. So we have a rule. Kol sheyeshna b'kshira, whoever is chayiv in tefillin, yeshna b'ksiva, can write the tefillin. Whoever is not chayiv in tefillin cannot write the tefillin. So a katan, a woman, a guy, has other people on the list. Since they're not chayiv in mitzvah tefillin, so they're not kosher to write the tefillin. So do we say the same thing over here by a woman? A woman's not chayiv in tzitzis, and therefore she can't make the tzitzis. Or we don't say such a thing. So this is a big machlokas in Tosfos. So, Rabbeinu Tam wants to say, since a woman is not chayiv in tzitzis, she can't make the tzitzis, she can't put together the lulav, she can't make the tzitzis. Because she's not obligated in lulav, she's not obligated in tzitzis. Tosfos himself, whoever that is, disagrees and says, no, the fact that we say a goy can't do it, sounds like these other people can do it. He also brings a raya from a sukkah, Zemafurisha Gemara, that a sukkah put together by a woman would be okay. So, by a woman, we have a big machlokes. Some say that the rule that we just said is limited to tefillin and is not relevant to tzitzis. I mean, by tefillin, if you're not chayav in tefillin, you can't write the tefillin. Everyone agrees that that's a gemara. Do we apply that to tzitzis? Some say yes, some say no. Okay? Tosfos wants to have a diuk, only a guy is possible, but a woman would be fine. There's two reasons to pasul a woman from tzitzis. One is because she's not chayav in tzitzis, and then there's a maharam. The pasuk says, B'nei Yisrael, and there are places, especially you go through Seder Kodshim, where we say, B'nei Yisrael, lo b'nos Yisrael. So those are the two reasons why a woman would not be able to make the tzitzis. Either, like Rabbeinu Tam says, because they're not chayav in tzitzis, or as the maharam says, because B'nei Yisrael not only excludes goyim, it excludes b'nos Yisrael. So that's a... Again, a machlokas we've shown him if women can or cannot make the tzitzis. And if they can't make the tzitzis, why can't they make the tzitzis? Is it because they're not chayiv in tzitzis? Or is it because the pasuk says B'nai Yisrael and excludes B'nai Yisrael? So let's look at the continuation of the machaber. Yudal and Sif Aleph. Da'isha k'sheira la'asosim. The machaber paskins a woman can make tzitzis. Hago, says Rama, v'yesh machmirin. There are those who are machmir. La'hatrich anoshim. And require men to make the tzitzis. Shiyasu also, and the men should make the tzitzis. V'tov lasos kein lechatzchila. And the Rama says it's good lechatzchila to have a man make the tzitzis. B'dievet, he's not pasaling, but he prefers the man. Mishabur sivkotem beis says v'afil omei al gabon. Even if you have a male standing over the female, lo mahani, it's not going to help. Because it's not a problem of lishma. Standing over the person helps, maybe, according to the Rosh, not the Rambam, but according to the Rosh will help with lishma. Here it's not a din in lishma. Now here it's interesting. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? Da, d'chsiv b'nei Yisrael, v'asu, mashma, gam lema'it b'nos Yisrael. It sounds like it's coming to exclude b'nos Yisrael. Mishnah Berurah sifkatan beis. So it's very interesting. The Mishnah Berurah brings down which reason for excluding women, according to the Ramah, who the Chavchila excludes women. He doesn't bring down Rabbeinu Tam, who says women are not chayv in tzitzis. He brings down B'nos Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael, lo B'nos Yisrael. Did I lose everybody? You with me? Okay. So here in the Bir Alocha, Dibar Masel, Hatzir Hanoshin, the Mishnah Berurah points this out. I have been Mishnah Berurah. V'at Tam Shal Maharam. He brought down the reason of the Maharam. B'nei Yisrael, lo B'nos Yisrael. Shehuva bagos maimon v'lo he'takti tam mishum dohad rabbeinu tam u'gidi isa b'magin avraham mishum dekol shen b'levi she'en ba'asiyah. He's not bringing down the reason of rabbeinu tam. Now l'may nafkimina, what's the difference if the reason is because they're not chayiv in tzitzis, or the reason is because b'nei yisrael v'lo b'nei yisrael? So one difference would be other mitzvahs like lulav and sukkah, he says. And why does he bring down this reason? Because with the Ramah in his Darkei Moshe, written on the Beis Yosef, he seems to go with the reason of the Maharam, which is B'nei Yisrael v'lo B'nos Yisrael, and therefore has nothing to do with Lulav, and it has nothing to do with Sukkah, and another very important Afkamina is going to be Katan, a minor. A minor is not Chayiv in Tzitzis. So therefore he can't, Minatora, and therefore he can't make Tzitzis. I'm Chayiv Minatora, he can't make Tzitzis for me. But if the reason is a minor, so he can't make tzitzis. But if it's B'nai Yisrael, but a minor, we don't see he's excluded from B'nai Yisrael. He's part of B'nai Yisrael if he's a male minor. So that's a big discussion now with the katan. So then the Bir Halacha, so according to the reason of the Maharam, the katan should be fine. Then he says, and the Artzos Achaim in fact says that a katan can make tzitzis. Mikomakom, the Bir Halacha continues. I'm like halfway down. Bir Halacha Dimas Lahatzrich. Mikomakom came and Shaprima got the Achaim hit Igla Halacha Lizar Lechatzchel the katan. They say Lechatzchel not use the katan. Ro'ui v'nochon la'asos kein. Therefore, it's proper, even though he brought down the Ikar reason is B'nai Yisrael, nonetheless, it's proper not to have a katan do that. Now, could a katan make tzitzis for himself? So for sure, a katan can make tzitzis for himself. He's chayiv midrabanan, and he's making midrabanan to get tzitzis for himself. But what happens when the katan becomes a bar mitzvah? Can he continue wearing that same pair of tzitzis? So that's what the Bir Halacha concludes. The last two lines of the Bir Halacha. V'yosin early. Da'afidum k'farnasa gado ben yugim oshana ain't tzar. So now he made tzitzis when he was 12. Mazel tov. Now we have a bar mitzvah. Becomes 13. Do you have to buy him new tzitzis? Can he wear the old ones? The old ones made by a katan. Katan can't make tzitzis for a gado. Ain't tzarich lahatzit tzitziosav. You don't have to buy new ones. You don't have to undo them and redo them. Why? Derei kidievet damya. That's like bidievet. Ubidievet ain lochush lahad rabbeinu tam. Bidievet, you don't have to worry about shitas rabbeinu tam. Because in midievet atzma shitilim oz lishma. He had to have done it lishma. Okay, so you have to make sure he did it lishma. But the fact that he was a katan is a din lechatzchila. And here you talk about bidievet. He already did it. He's been wearing them. Now he's a gadol. He can continue wearing them. So women, they can do lishma. So the tviya, the spinning and the twining, that they can do. Just putting in the beggar, they can't do, because that's where it says either b'nei yisrael v'lo yisrael, or that's considered the asiya of, that's the asiya of b'nei yisrael v'lo yisrael, or because they're not chayiv mitzvah. V'tov laso, so it's proper to have a man do it, not a woman. V'chein roi v'nochon shol lasos v'chadchil ataz hatalat hatzitzis bebegit shagodo edei katan. You should not have a katan do the tzitzis for you. Okay, then he goes in depth. Let's see. Edei katan pochos miyu gimel shanim. So you should not have a minor, you should not have a 10-year-old son make your tzitzis for you. Aval im hu ben yu gimel shanim v'yom echad, but if he's 13 years old, av shalev yibesaros. But now, we've said before that a boy who's 13 is assumed to be bar mitzvah, but unless he has two pubic hairs, he's not bar mitzvah. We don't check for that. Nowadays, you have a chazaka derava, and generally we say chazaka derava helps by a derabanam, but not by a daraisa. And here the Mishnah wants to say, if he's 13 years old, even without, you don't know about the beisaros, you don't have to be machmer. And you can be makel in such a case. That's the Chaim says, if the reason is b'nei yisrael v'mros yisrael, that does not have anything to do with a katan, katan would be mutter. And I guess you combine that. So he says, if the kid's already 13, you just don't know if he has beisaros, then it would be okay. But there's another condition, we're going to talk about in Sif Beis, that it needs to be done lishma. So, because dafka begadol omer al gaba hamlamdeo lasos lishma, you have to have a gadol telling the katan to do it lishma. If there's not lishma, I feel very tila my katan bebeged. If he put it in, tzarech latirah lasos lishma, you have to take it out and do it again. Now, all this by we prefer a man that's lechatchila. Mishibur says about b'diavad mutter. But I feel below omer al gaba. Now, menes lomar sheitila l'shem tzitzis. A woman does not have a problem doing something lishma. That's not the problem. If a woman's puzzle, she's puzzle, even if someone's standing on top of her. And if she's kosher even without that, because the person standing on top is the teacher lishma. The woman knows how to do lishma. Just the question of she's not chayiv in the mitzvah or b'nei yisrael l'bnos yisrael. B'diavad, the tzitzis are okay. Sif Beis. So Sif Beis discusses the concept of this lishma. We learned about lishma by the spinning and by the twining. So what's the situation over here? So we have a big machlokas rishon. The Rambam wants to say that the tzitzis do not need to be put in lishma. You don't need to put the tzitzis in lishma. Rashi and the Rosh say they do, and it's ma'akev, it's going to be puzzle. The Rambam brings a raya, a guy is puzzle. What if somebody guy is puzzle? Just say if it's not done lishma. So that's not such a great raya for all sides, because the Rambam holds there's no such thing as having a guy do it lishma, even if you stand over him, it doesn't help. When the Rosh holds it would be okay. So when the Rambam says, oh, guy is puzzle, means that if it's done lishma, it's fine. The Rosh would say, no, the guy is puzzle, but it doesn't mean anything about someone doing it. Shalom b'kavana. Let's see. Now this also relates to what we learned in Yud Aleph Hey. Because Yud Aleph Hey, we talked about taking like the garbage wool and putting it, using it for tzitzit strings. So the Shulchan Aruch went with the Rambam over there and said the problem with using this garbage wool is the bizui mitzvah. The mitzvah is it's disgusting for the mitzvah. But Rashi and the Rosh over there on that Gemara, they say that the problem is not the bizui mitzvah, the problem is the fact that the tzitzis were not put in the Shema. Somehow the tzitzis get put in the beged for whatever reason, not the shame mitzvah tzitzis. And that's the problem. So the Rambam doesn't have that problem. He knows it doesn't have to be done lishma. His problem is the bizui mitzvah. Okay, we're getting maybe a little too deep for ourselves. Okay, so now the mechaber sif beis hita yisrael tzitzios babeged below kavana. If you put a Jew puts the tzitzis in the beged without kavana, im ein tzitzios acher v'tzuyim lachshiro. If he doesn't have other kosher tzitzis. And the Mishnah says he doesn't have time to redo them. Yesh lismach ala Rambam shemachsha. Then you can rely on the Rambam who says that the tzitzis do not need to be put in the Shema. Aval, but even though you can rely on the Rambam, to wear the tzitzis, lo yivarech alav, you can't make a bracha on such tzitzis. Because according to Rashi and the Rush and many Rishonim, the tzitzis are possible. So here's the discussion. Mishabru Sivkatam Vav. What does it mean they were put in the Shalot Lishma? Bli Kavana, Mishabru Sivkatam Vav. Return Allah Mashiach Keshra Elyon Shumi Deraisa below Kavana. He did the first knot and the first set of wraparounds and then the second knot without Kavana. Avalim Kosha Keshra Elyon Vachuya Achas Bekavana. If he did the Keshra Elyon Deraisa, which is the two double knots with some wraparounds in the middle, he did that Bekavana, even though the Avabi Shasa Sharak Shar Machuyos Achakach Shalot Lishma. So then, gam b'dikat tzitzachem yesh lahakshu. That's fine. He did the ikar tzitzis lishma, and that would be fine. That's not what we're referring to. Al Rambam shem machshir mishabrusu katan zayin afilim osat tliya v'gam kolak sharam v'achuya shalom kavana. It would still be okay according to the Rambam. The sviyah they afagad deboy tviyah lishma. The Rambam agrees that you need tviyah lishma. The spinning of the strings lishma. Mikomokom atzliya loboy lishma. So what do you mean if I have other tzitzis, just undo these and redo them? No, you don't have time to do that. Or the tzitzis already got cut and they're kosher now because of their gardumin, but if you're going to undo them, then you're not supposed to redo them. Right? Because when you do tzitzis l'chachila, we pass in Yud Beis Godalim, 12 thumb breadths. Okay? Now, the Bir Halach over here discusses what do we mean l'shma and shalom l'shma. There's different types of l'shma and shalom l'shma. There's l'shma, the shei mitzvah tzitzis, that's l'shma. There's a person... You know, he's really angry. He's I'm putting these in Dafka Shalom Lishma. And then you have just putting them in without thinking too much about anything. So what are we referring to when we talk about Lishma? We talk about Shalom Lishma. Right? So Lishma for sure is okay. When we talk about Shalom Lishma, does it mean Stam? Why would I be putting in these strings if not to fulfill the mitzvah? Maybe we should say Lo Lishma means when you say specifically, I'm doing this Shalom Lishma. But if you do it Stam, without any kavana at all, the assumption is, why are you putting strings through the corner, a hole in the corner of your bag, if not for tzitzis?
Like the way it looks.
So that's whole discussion of your Dibur Maaseh Hitzu Yisrael. And he says, maybe that's why the Rambam is only making when it's Stam, and Stam is like the Shema. But even the Rambam would agree, you have this, you know, I'm Dafka doing a Shalom Shema, even the Rambam would agree in that case that it's no good. Okay, now we discussed by Simon Yud Aleph, he has to verbalize the Lishma. So here in Bir Halacha, Dibur Maaseh Bli Kavana, he says, "V'mchasha b'machshav to lishma." If he thought lishma, nearly duchal avarichalav. That's good enough. You can even make a bracha on the tzitzis. After b'tviyah nishan lebesim yudal b'tarchi, and even though when it came to spinning the strings, there was a tzad that you're not yotze. If you just think lishma, you have to say lishma. Imani machshav hacham mutter. Echad first of all, the svek sveiko. It's a suffix. The shema halacha the sagi machshava. Maybe machshava is good enough. And even if it's not good enough, Shema Locha Ker Rambam, maybe the Locha is like the Rambam, that you don't need the Shema. V'od, furthermore, Taim Machrina, the Tviyas Chutin Stamalav L'Shem Tzitzis. When you spin threads, you're not necessarily doing it for Mitzvah Tzitzis. Mashenkin, Tviyas Chutin Stamal Shmakai. But when it comes to taking strings and sticking them through the corner of your baghead, why else would you be doing it if not for the Mitzvah? So Stama, you can say the Shema. Uvitzir of kol elu atamim, when you put all these reasons together, nirali tiyucha levarech alav, that you can make a bracha if you thought lishma but did not verbalize the lishma. Ach lechatzchila yosetov shiotzi kem befiv beferish v'chein hatakti dina b'shabura. You should verbalize it, but b'diavid, if it was not verbalized, why the putting the tzitzis through the hole and tying them, that would be okay, as opposed to the spinning where it would be a very big problem. Then he talks about, let's say I put the first few, for the first four strings that go into the first hole, lishma. And then the other three corners, I didn't have lishma. So then we discussed this concept already that, he could say the continuation of Zaldas Rishona. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Ches. So we said, if you've done shelo lishma and you have no other tzitzis and you can't fix it, so you could be soimich on the Rambam to wear them, but you still shouldn't make a brach on them. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Ches. Afilu im lo asa raka tzchiva ba knaf shelo lishma. Even if you just put them through the knaf shelo lishma, you shouldn't make a bracha. The kol shekinah for sure im asa kesher elyon shelo lishma. That if you did the first double knot and the wraparounds on the next double knot, that was done shelo lishma, for sure you shouldn't make a bracha on it. The Rashi bat Rosh bat Tosas v'ilu debinam midar raisa gam kein tzli lishma. You need tzli lishma. All these opinions are against the Rambam. Ukro demir goyim tzarech. So, what did the Rambam say? Why do I need a pasuk to exclude goyim? Must be that a Jew does it shelo lishma is okay. It's only a goy that's possible. But a Jew shelo lishma is okay. So he says no. Ukro demir goyim tzarech afilu yisrael omir al gaba umamdeir lishma. You know what we need the pasuk? We need the pasuk to tell you that the goy is not good even if you have a Jew standing on top of him telling him to do it lishma. The Rambam doesn't need such a pasuk, because he always holds that it doesn't help to have a Jew standing on top of him telling him to do it lishma. Only according to the Rosh, who says that helps, he needs a pasuk to tell me here it doesn't help. That's what so the Bir Halacha. Even though B'diyev, it could be, it's okay with Kavana, the Bir Halacha said, but the Chatzchila, you should verbalize when you're making the tzitzis, before you even put them through the hole. Shatolek kol elu atzitzis ashein tzitzis. Ukamosha kasam le'al b'sim yiralav v'in tviya u'shazira v'ayim b'bir alacha. Here there's a very large bir alacha. So before you put the tzitzis through, you have in mind that you're doing the shein mitzvah tzitzis. Go through this bir halacha for homer. So tomorrow we'll get into the other sugya of talis sheula.